Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. A few days ago, I sat down and I went through the exact exercise that I'm going to talk you through today. And it's been so incredibly helpful in terms of feeling much more considered and really like in control of my schedule and my calendar. So if you are creative, if you feel like you're being pulled in 15 different directions, if you are trying to figure out like how to make the most of your time, if you're looking for time management shortcuts, if you're looking for a better way to set up your schedule and your calendar, go through this exercise with me and feel the joy. Feel the joy of finally feeling on top of your to-do list, finally feeling in control of your calendar. And I'm going to talk you through the exact process and the step-by-step. So this is a definite like grab a pen and paper type of podcast. But I want you to commit now to doing this work because I am a few days in to navigating this new schedule, this new system, and it just feels so incredibly freeing. And before I talk you through the exact step-by-step, I wanted to just share with you kind of the experience of how I've been feeling as a creative, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a human being. And I think this is particularly true for you and I as creative entrepreneurs. And because we have a very well-programmed thought process of, I don't have enough time, my to-do list keeps getting bigger, I need a better planning system, I need a better calendaring system, I need somebody else's tips and tricks, and really not yet figuring out a great way to get all of the things done, to live some sort of balanced human life, to make sure that there's time for sleeping, to make sure that you're eating good, that you are getting outside, and that you are checking the boxes that feel the most important to you. So I have been feeling for many weeks now, many, many weeks, this kind of under the surface energy drain. And the best example, like the best kind of metaphor that I could come up with is if you're ever sitting at your computer and you can feel the like hard drive kind of kick in, or if you know anything about like true computer science and how computers operate, that you know that there's always a system turned on like behind the scenes. And I have been feeling from a creative point of view, from an energy point of view, and just from a total like being a human being trying to navigate being a business owner, that there has been this like always on piece of software, like operating system in my brain. And I've heard many other creative entrepreneurs refer to it as like having open loops, like these things of, I have all these things that I need to make sure that I get done, and I have to follow up with that person, and I need to make sure that this thing's happening over here. Oh, and don't forget to get milk at the grocery store, and I need to book in to get my dog vaccinated. Like all of those like to-dos that kind of float around in your head. And I know I used to be like a let's write it all down on a piece of paper, including all the things that you've just done so that you can cross them off your list and feel accomplished. That totally used to be me. But the thing that's felt quite different in the last few weeks is that I would wake up at the beginning of each week and almost have this feeling of, like, I wouldn't describe it as resentment, but like underlying dread in the fact that I knew that there were things, like big projects that I wanted to start to make some progress on, but I also knew that there are these things that I need to and I want to commit to doing every single week. And some of those things can be very mundane tasks, and or they could be things that you simply do as run of business. So a couple of examples would be things like, you know, you want to post to Instagram 3 times a week. You know that you're going to be checking your email 2 to 3 times a day. You know that you need to put a wholesale order in. You know that you need to book in your next dentist appointment. You know that you need to set out your meal plan. You know that you need to get petrol in the car. Like all of the things that we do as business owners and as human beings on a weekly or a very regular basis. So I have always, like, certainly in the past couple of months, have just felt like there has been this energy drain because I've had so many open loops. And I have tried so many different time management systems, and I am a huge advocate, and I know it works really well for me, taking some version of time blocking. I know that I like it because you can color code it and add emojis into the title so it looks cute. Anything that is aesthetic, anything that is visually pleasing, I am way more likely to commit to. The downside for me, and this might not be true for me, but I know and I'm beginning to really see how this has been programmed in me, is like a lot of things that I do, I've attached my worthiness to my productivity. So therefore, I should be able to maximize every single waking minute of the day. And if I'm not running on maximum production, then I'm not good enough. And I have this very recurring, like very well-practiced internal dialogue for me, which I know I developed at a very like young corporate advertising agency age. It's part of what made me so successful so quickly was my work ethic. And I am willing to work twice as hard as the next person to compensate for my shortcomings. If it's going to take me 3 times as long to figure out how to format that spreadsheet, that's totally fine. But my spreadsheet's going to be prettier than that person's over there, and it's going to be better, and it's going to be more organized, and it's going to be kind of like very perfectionist, very 100% or you're a failure kind of mentality, which has led to a lot of physical exhaustion and a lot of, well, Kathleen, if you're not sitting, if you're not chained to your computer, if you're not being productive for every single minute of the day, then you aren't worthy of success. And it wasn't until my coach said to me a few weeks ago, when she had observed in herself, that the worthiness productivity equation, and hearing somebody else talk about that, it just triggered something in my head where I was like, oh, right. Like that's very normal for us as, you know, if you consider yourself to be overachieving, if you consider yourself to have a very previous successful career, like if you resonate with that story, you will totally get what I'm talking about. And this idea of our productivity and our self-worth being so intertwined, it's really uncomfortable for me to sit there and not be, quote, productive. Whenever I'm not at my computer, whenever I'm not working on my business, whenever I'm not working in my business, I do feel a little bit like I'm at a loss and I should be, quote, doing something with my time. And I am also a doer, right? I love doing stuff. I love organizing and cleaning and getting my shit together and throwing things out and just keeping my hands busy. So it's finding my own ways to do that, finding new outlets for my doing that isn't always just my business. But this new system that I have created for myself has brought such a physical relief to that open loop that felt like it's always running in my brain, to the low-level anxiety that I feel if I'm not sitting at my computer. And I wanted to go through this process with you and share it with you, and feel free to take this process as much as you like of it or take little bits of it. And I have just found this so helpful. It's been really freeing in terms of helping me set much clearer boundaries between my work life and my not work life. And I think whether you work in a studio that's based out of your house, whether you have a retail shop, whether you're still working a corporate job, then building your flower business on the side, finding ways that you can shut off, that you can turn off mentally, regardless of your working situation, is probably something that we will continue to dive into on this podcast, and certainly something I'm going to continue to dive into over the next few months, because I can see now how much of an energetic toll this has taken on me and my creativity. And one of the things, for those of you guys who are inside the Flower Boss Academy, you know this already, but one of the things that I love practicing is coming back and figuring out how I can provide more constraint for myself. So as a creative, constraint and implementing constraints is one of your secrets to success. We've all had that experience where we've been at the wholesaler and they've just gotten a fresh load of product in and we are overwhelmed by choice. And as much as we think that that's what we want, it actually becomes incredibly draining because we're thinking about all the permutations and combinations. Versus the other end of that spectrum, if you're going to your wholesaler an hour before they close at the end of the week, and you're like, well, I need to make something out of this. Or if you've ever worked that last hour on a Saturday afternoon in a shop, and it's like, well, I need to make something out of what I've got. Or if you've been doing an online wedding setup, and all of a sudden, you know, the planner comes along and says, hey, if you guys have any extra flowers, and you do, and you're happy to invest in that relationship, they're like, oh, we'd love to add a little something onto the seating chart. So you kind of mentally make the note to yourself, yes, I want to do that, but you have to then rejig your own schedule. And you're like, okay, well, now I only have 22 minutes to finish this archway and photograph it and take a couple of video snippets. So you adjust accordingly, and in many cases, it actually works out better because you've given yourself a constraint. So I was taking that same principle, the concept of constraint, and thinking, okay, how could I embody and use constraint in my own business to help me manage my own schedule and to help me sort through my to-do list with the goal of stopping that energy drain? Whether it's closing the loop, whether it's feeling like the projects are completed, or whether I can just look at my schedule and I know what days things are going to happen on, for me, then I know and I've started to really understand, oh, okay, I don't have to worry about doing that wholesale order until Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Because it's a weekly thing, I know that I need to do it, and I'm just going to sit down every Tuesday at 3 o'clock and do it. So then you build the habit, so then it becomes way easier, then it becomes a bit of a no-brainer. And you can do that with anything that's on your to-do list. But I want to talk you through a couple of steps that I took before I even started to get to my calendar, because I think this is where the real magic lies in this process. So the very first thing I did, I didn't even go into my Google Calendar, but I just opened up a blank Word doc and I did a massive brain dump. And I allowed it to spill over 2 pages and I set it up just as a checklist. And all I did was make a really long list of all of the tasks that were to do with my business that either were weekly recurring tasks or special projects and things in our business that I wanted to work on. So this is everything from checking email to getting back to new client inquiries to reviewing the catalog Christmas items to setting up the new description for a workshop to, you know, doing our team meeting and, you know, sitting down and mapping out the next YouTube video, sitting down and mapping out the next podcast episodes, thinking about our next live speakers inside the Flower Boss Academy. Like, I just allowed myself to think of all of the ideas that we have going on and all of the to-dos, whether they're weekly to-dos, daily to-dos, or special projects. And I gave myself a really good amount of time to just get all the things out of my head. Permission granted to not do anything. And I am so good at being productive that it's so easy for me to like, oh, I could just go in and just check this one thing off. And I know that like I am very well programmed at that sense of accomplishment and that little dopamine hit. So I had to tell myself ahead of time, this isn't about being productive and doing the things in this time, but instead this is about getting all of the things that are in my head onto the piece of paper and really giving myself like a glorious amount of time to do this. So I actually set myself 90 minutes to go through this whole exercise. And if you have any sort of attention distraction, easily like, you know, just kind of like, oh, look, there's a bird. If that's you, sitting down and deciding ahead of time, 90 minutes, it's going to feel a little bit like torture. But I promise you this 90 minutes is worth it. So commit to turning off your notifications, turning off the phone, let it go to voicemail or get somebody else to answer it. Like just committing to having undistracted time for 90 minutes and your future self is going to be so grateful. Because I'm sitting here today having spent that 90 minutes thinking, oh my God, I cannot afford to spend 90 minutes doing this exercise, Kathleen. You need to get to work. But I also know my future self, i.e. me today, is like, no, you need to sit down and do this because you're wasting so much time and so much energy because you're so distracted and not focused on all the right things. And I was even spending way more hours working on my business than I know I needed to because I didn't have a plan for how my weeks were going to unfold. So please just take the 90 minutes to do this exercise. And if it feels like torture, that's okay. Turn on groovy music, light a candle, grab yourself a cup of tea or a martini, whatever's going to get you through, but really committing to this being not distracted time. So you've got your Word doc, you've got your Google doc, and you've started to map out and do a giant brain dump of all of your to-dos. And it could be everything from I need to register that new URL to I need to migrate over to that website platform to I want to look into this piece of software to I need to sort out that next hire to I need to get back to that client and like go crazy in terms of the number of things that you put on that to-do list. Make it your goal to get it down to like 2 pages at least. This is where that time can actually be to your advantage because you will really concentrate and think about all of the things that are spinning around in your head, get them out of your head and onto paper. Once you feel fairly confident, like 98% sure you have everything out of your head and onto paper, the next thing that I did was I started to divide all of my to-dos into 3 different categories. So the first category was repeated tasks that I do every single day. So checking Instagram DMs, jumping into the Flower Boss Academy, checking my email, checking in with my team, sorting out, you know, doing a quick little inventory in terms of flowers and what's coming up next and just keeping an eye on the order board and like just those general things that you do every single day, whether it's super routine and habit or whether it's something that you're like, oh, I think that would be a good habit to build into my routine every single day. So the first category I created was daily habits. The second category I created was things that are repeated every single week. So this is kind of crazy for me to say, but sometimes I'm shocked that I have to sit down and map out another YouTube video. As if having done this for this many years, Kathleen shouldn't be surprised that there's a new YouTube video that gets launched every single week. But every single week I come around and I was like, oh yeah, right, I need to do that again. And that's what I mean when I say like excessive energy, because though that time and that like concentration that I have being surprised that I have to do another YouTube video is like, well, wait a minute. Like you've been posting to YouTube consecutively for years. So why would it be a surprise to you that you have to this week map out another YouTube video? Like not logical. But welcome to the inside of my brain. So this idea of really starting to put into the category, what are the tasks that you do on a weekly basis? So it might be that you've created for yourself, you know, sitting down and looking at your website data, sitting down and getting back to all the client inquiries, sorting out your next, you know, X number of weeks, wedding flowers, getting prepped for, you know, next week's orders, whatever it is and whatever those things are that you have on your schedule every single week, put that in that second category. So for me, that's also things like we have a weekly team meeting. then I know we have like another work in progress document that I want to keep updated. So things that I've let slide, things that I know I want to do on a weekly basis, are things I also put in that category. So it could be because of where you are in your business. I mean, particularly if you're a farmer florist, some of your weekly tasks are going to change from season to season. So you could totally sit down and do this for this season, right? If you're in the Southern Hemisphere and you're coming into spring, summer, you're going to be at some crazy, like just about to go into crazy mayhem growing experience. Whereas if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're like, okay, bulb order is in, need to start, you know, winter seed sowing, need to sort out spring seed sowing, like whatever is on your schedule. Some of these things are going to turn into weekly habits, but some of them are also then in that third category called special projects. So I just came up with the category of special projects because they're not necessarily things that are done on a weekly basis, but there are projects that you know you want to work on because they truly are the thing that are going to help you grow your business. So for me, special projects are things like migrating a website from this URL over to that URL. It's going to be things like I want to set up a new interface for the workshops that we're going to be hosting in 2024. It's going to be things like setting up and doing a deep dive on some specific data within our Google Ads. So these things where it's like we're going to sit down and do what are truly like one-off projects that might have much longer term timelines. It could be anything from hiring to putting together your first operations manual to investing in that piece of software to letting go of that piece of software, like these things where they truly are just these one-off projects. And then in that third category, I will, and I did just give myself a little bit of time to look at it and go, okay, all of the special projects, all of the shiny object ideas, are they on here? Because what I then did, now that I have everything in three categories and I had my daily to-dos, weekly to-dos, and then special projects, one thing that I did that was so helpful while I was thinking about the next step in this process was thinking about when you are at your highest creativity, when you are at your most productive, and when you're not. And because we're human beings, some of us are super early morning, like our best creative ideas and our most productive time is before the sun even rises. For some of you guys, it's going to be afternoon. And for some of you, it might even be into the evening. Paying attention to where those prime moments and where you are at your, you know, most productive and setting your schedule up with that in mind. So what I then did was I decided for myself, okay, my mornings are reserved for my biggest projects, my most creative undertakings, and the things that are going to require what I would consider like the most brain power. So special projects for me, I assign to the wee hours of the morning. Then I decided, okay, so through my hours, it's almost like you're creating a roster for yourself. Whether you have a shop or you don't have a shop, this is actually an incredibly super helpful way to work. It's like you get to decide ahead of time what your work hours are. This is also really helpful if you're launching a side business, if you are still working full time and launching a side hustle, if you are completely revamping or launching something brand new even within your business, is thinking about some of the tasks and what you do on a day-to-day basis as you just being the employee in your business, and I'm just rostering myself to get these things done. So Monday to Friday, I've decided that these are my work hours, and I've started to map out for myself a very consistent routine so that I know, okay, on Monday, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to record the podcast. On Tuesday, I'm going to outline, give some rough notes to a YouTube video. On Wednesday, I'm going to record the YouTube video. Thursday, editing. Friday, you get the point. So this whole idea of taking your weekly and daily to-dos and putting them on your calendar. I should also say, the other thing that I did before I even started to put them on my calendar was after I had everything in its daily to-dos, weekly to-dos, and then special projects. For my daily to-dos and my weekly to-dos, before I opened Google Calendar, I just went in and I actually assigned how much time do I need to make this happen. So if I know I need to sit down and respond to new client inquiries, I'm going to allocate for myself 30 minutes. I'm going to do that Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I'm going to do that at 11 o'clock Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So when you can go into your daily to-dos and your weekly to-dos and assign a time chunk to it, and for those of you guys who are like me and you attach your self-worth to your productivity and you think you're the most efficient person on the planet, my challenge to you is to give yourself more time than you think. I used to. This is so me, and I know a lot of you guys will laugh at this, but I used to think, okay, well, I should, because I'm so efficient and I'm so highly productive, I should be able to get this and this and this and this and this done all in 60 minutes. And then I never would. And then, of course, I'd go beat myself up, tell myself I'm not good enough, as opposed to really digging underneath the surface and seeing the correlation between productivity and self-worth and going, well, wait a minute. Like, why wouldn't I give myself 30 minutes to sit down and respond to new client inquiries? And why wouldn't I do that 3 times a week or 4 times a week, however often you want to do it? Even last week when I was going through this exercise, I was like, why am I sitting down and thinking that I need to come up with new Instagram content on the day that is going to be posted? Versus what if I took 90 minutes once a week and decided, okay, I already know that we're posting 3 times a week. So what if I just decided instead of taking half an hour 3 separate times in the week, I'm going to take 90 minutes and I'm going to map out the 3 Instagram reels that we're going to post for that week. So it's just in my calendar and I know that it needs to happen and it just gets done every single Wednesday. It's been so helpful to just look at my week and go, it's already half planned out. Because I know, okay, on Mondays, this is what I sit down and I need to get done. On Tuesdays, this is what I need to get done. On Wednesdays, I need to get this done. Thursday and Friday. So whatever that work schedule is that you've decided for yourself, whatever days of the week it is that you're working, this system has been so helpful for me. It's like really building on, I think for so many of us, like we spend so many years in school that it's like, why wouldn't we just kind of create a very similar system for ourselves if that's how our body is used to working? The best part is because you're the CEO of your life, if the 9 to 3:30 schedule doesn't work for you, you change the schedule. So helpful. So helpful to remember that bit, that if you're a late night person, you set your schedule up so that you're at your peak in the late night. If you're an early morning bird, you set your schedule up so that your early mornings are where you do your best and most valuable work. So that once you've gone through this process, right, you've written down all of your to-dos, you've allocated them into the 3 categories, you've decided how much time you're going to give yourself for those daily tasks and those weekly recurring tasks, and then you put them on your calendar. So that then you can start to see, okay, so in the run of a week, this is how much time is taken up on my daily and weekly recurring tasks. And honestly, it's totally fine if you look at your calendar and like, this is already more than 40 hours. It's so totally fine because that awareness means that you can actually go in and do something about it. So instead of being like, oh my gosh, I'm so not productive enough, I don't have enough hours in the day. It's like, if we can see that, if we can acknowledge it and we can be honest with ourselves, that's when you can start to change. That's when you can start to change your schedule. That's when you can start to change, okay, are all the things in my to-do list actually helping me move my business forward? So then, when it comes to the special projects, you can see, oh, okay, great. So based on the schedule and what I've assigned myself through the work week, now I know that Tuesday afternoons, Monday afternoons, and Thursday mornings are when I can start to spend 90 minutes to 2 hours working on my special project. As opposed to, oh my gosh, I need to sit down and figure out my next YouTube video and my brain would just kind of spin on it for days and days and days, as opposed to knowing, no, that's Thursday at 12 o'clock. I sit down and that's what I do and that's when that happens. It's like you have a meeting with yourself and you have a meeting with yourself for everything that's on your to-do list. I hope that you take this system and you modify it and you adapt it and you try it out and you massage it and you make it work for you, because it has been so incredibly helpful for creating way better work-life balance for me, being way more productive in my time when I am actually intentionally working on our business And it's just giving me such a reprieve for that low level anxiety that I know so many of us experience, because we're like, oh my gosh, I haven't done this and I haven't written it down. I need to do that. And it's not on my calendar. And what about this? And what about that? And I will add in, because there's going to be times, and there's always times, where the day doesn't go to plan, right? Whether you've got kids and somebody's homesick, or your dog gets sick, or you get sick, like, or an amazing order, an opportunity comes in your business, and you're like, I want to say yes. Like, this system has actually been so helpful for making that happen, because then you know, oh, like, it's no problem, right? If I am going to call in sick to my own business on Wednesday, then I already know the things that haven't happened. And it's been so helpful to be like, okay, well, I don't need to jump in and then do this whole brain dump to-do list exercise again. I know that the things that were on my calendar on Wednesday, I just need to find a different time to make it happen. Or I can also just make this decision to say, you know what, it's just not going to happen this week. And that's okay too. So it's been so helpful in terms of really being able to take the kind of concept of a to-do list, but also time blocking, making it work for you, but making it work in a way where it's really felt like, for me, such a better time balance, work-life balance, freedom from not always having to think about my business all of the time. So I'll definitely report back in a couple of weeks. But as I said before, please take this process. Please make it your own. Please try it on. And please, you know, just experience the freedom dance. Being like, you know what? 4 o'clock rolls around. I'm officially shutting off because I already know what's on my schedule for tomorrow. It's been so helpful in terms of allowing my brain to not have to constantly be thinking about the to-do. So I hope that that's been useful. If you are driving to and from the wholesalers, please be safe. If you're in Australia, please watch out for rooskies. Have the most amazing day and get some sleep. Drink your water, eat your vegetables, and I'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.